Tonight, God is going to move. I believe that we are in revival times. I believe that God is about to come and shake this city and this nation. So you better get ready. You better get ready. I don't just say that lightly. I just don't say that just to say it. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel there's a stirring in the atmosphere. I can feel God is like sitting on the edge of his seat and looking at his people and say, when are these people gonna get ready? Because I'm ready to pour out my spirit. So get ready, because God's hand is about to touch down in this place. I've heard of many revivals. Are you ready tonight? Lord God, have your way tonight. Lord God, let revival come tonight, where no one and nobody is in glory but you, oh God. We get off your way, oh Lord. Let you be lifted up, oh Father. Let revival come like in the days of old, when people in the streets are compelled to come in the church and they don't know what happened to them, but there's a force that's drawing them in the church, and then they feel like crying, and then suddenly they'll fall down. Oh God, you will do it again. And we cry for it, a revival, Lord. We're tired of counterfeit revival. We're tired of counterfeit anointing. We need the real power. We need the real word. We need the real God to show up in this city. So show up, Lord. Come and visit us again. Come and visit our generation, in this generation who is swimming in the sea of perversion. Oh God, come and visit us again and purify us and have mercy. In the name of Jesus. I've heard of revivals in the book of Acts, when people are gathered there together, 120 of them, for 10 days they were praying. For 10 days their life was changed forever. For 10 days they've given up their business. They've given up their nets. They've given up their lifestyle. They've given up their habits. And for 10 days they sat and soaked in the presence of God. You have got to understand that prayer is the key to revival. There's nothing else and there's nothing more. Because when you go to prayer, you will see the kingdom. When you go to prayer, you will see the principles. When you go to prayer, you'll see the face of God. When you go to prayer, you will feel and you will know what these teachers have been teaching you about. Only you have to go in your prayer closet. And all these principles and all this hype and all this emotion that preachers are bringing you will come and invade in your prayer closet, and you'll be free, and those bondage will be broken. Only you have to be in your prayer closet. Revival comes through praying and agonizing, man. I believe those apostles were agonizing. I believe those apostles were crying out to God. Oh God, Jesus has left us. Oh God, what are we gonna do? Oh Lord, you promise that the Holy Ghost is going to come upon us. And they don't have any idea of the power that they're about to experience. They don't have any idea that the Holy Spirit is going to come. It's not just hype. It's not just emotion. It's not just words. It's not just laws and principle. But the power that came was more than the imagination that they've ever imagined. More than the comprehension that they've ever understood. It's the power of God. And it's unimaginable. And it's unexplainable. And that's what we're here for. The Holy Ghost comes to convict. The devil will condemn you like how he condemned Judas, and he hung himself. But the Holy Spirit will come and convict you and will bring you kneeling down to the altar with tears in your eyes, with your hands lifted up and crying out, oh God, help me, forgive me of my sin. That's why I am come here today, for the Holy Spirit to come freely in here. and convict us and purify us and cleanse us and give us vision and give us a dream that someday the city will be invaded and influenced and permeated with the glory of God. And they have experienced a mighty revival, a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the world has ever known before. I believe men and women in Jerusalem were compelled by a force to go in that direction because God was compelling them. They weren't just there. They weren't accidentally there. The Holy Ghost has to bring them in there. We've had history that happened about like that in Hebrides revival when Duncan Campbell have come to preach in that little island. Well, actually, that evangelist didn't even want to go. He said, I have big meetings to go and I don't care about that little island. But God compelled him. God put a rein on his neck and tugged him. And he was about to speak in that big meeting, but God took him and compelled him and said, get up and go. And he took a boat and went in that little island. And God moved people from the streets in the houses. He says 6 miles away, people were compelled to go in the church. And when they asked them, how did you know? Why did you get here? And they could not explain why they got there. They could not explain how they got there. It's just a force, they said. I was just compelled. They didn't know that God was at work. The God Almighty, of the creator of the heavens and the universe, was tugging them and pulling them and bringing them into his presence. Are you ready? Are you ready? That's the revival that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a hype. I'm not talking about a counterfeit revival. I'm not talking about somebody telling you, I feel the presence of God, but he feel his sweat and he feel his strength draining down. Oh, I'm not talking about something that will last in a second. I'm not talking about something that will last just in a few services, but it will last for weeks and months and years. Something that will last for eternity and it will mark in our hearts. A revival that God is at move. I'm talking about God being lifted up. I'm talking about the face of God shining over his people, that the people has forgotten themselves, forgotten who they are, forgotten their status of life, whether they drive a nice car or go to a nice home or have a little money in their bank account, but they have forgotten their status, they have forgotten their sins, they have forgotten their pride, they have forgotten everything they are because they see God face to face. I'm talking about a power that cannot be explained. I'm talking about an event that we cannot even fathom. I'm talking about God moving in our midst. Are you there? Is that your passion? Are you there? Am I with a valiant people like Gideon? Am I with people like those apostles that stayed in the upper room for 10 days? Am I with the people who's hungry for a move of God? Am I with a valiant man and woman of God who will do anything for the presence of God to come in their life? Now I have to read a scripture. How many of you know that the devil has come and stolen everything we have and ravaged the church? And he left them scampering. He left powerless. So tonight we're going to sign up in the valiant army of God. And I'm going to read a scripture. And I pray to God that you will understand. I pray to God that you will be changed forever. I pray to God that something drops in your hearts, a passion to cry out for this generation. I pray to God that a fire will come in you, that you won't be able to eat and you won't be able to sleep because you'll be thinking about those people who are going to hell. You won't be able to concentrate on your normal business because you'll see the face of humanity who are going to hell. I pray to God. In verse 20, I'm not going to tell you what book because this is a very strange scripture. I'm telling you, you have got to bear with me because the devil has done and ravaged the church, and this is what it's talking about. While they were enjoying themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house. While they were eating themselves, some of the wicked men of the city surrounded the house, which is the son of Belial, which if you interpret it, it's wickedness and profited nothing. Pounding on the door, they shouted to the old man who owned the house. There were two people who went and stayed and lodged in their house. It's a Levite and his concubine, and they were staying in that house. And now a man, a Benjaminite man, a son of Belial, which is wickedness, now pounding the door in their house and saying, bring out the man who came to your house so we can have intimate with him. The owner of the house went outside and said to them, no, my friends, don't be so vile since this man is my guest. Don't do